and he's on the phone. Wayne, could we have a word with you this morning? Hey, Wayne, you there?
Ron Boy, are you there? There you are.
Are you okay?
little bit of a blip in the connection there. Huh. Hey, guys, before we get to the word of the day, I thought you'd like to know, looking through my digital version here of the Washington Post, and according to the newspaper, we have a whole bunch of new words, 250 brand new terms, words, that will now appear in Merriam-Webster's dictionary.
Oh, my goodness. Can we look to hear about some of those in the future?
Well, I'm thinking absolutely. Let me give you some quick examples here. Alt-right is one of them.
Yeah.
You've seen that a lot in the news lately. Troll and dog whistle. So...
Okay.
We won't pause on those this morning, but...
The definition of dog whistle is so high, only dogs can hear it.
Yes, that's what I was thinking, too.
It's a radio station for German Shepherds, right, Ron?
That's what Nikki was thinking, too, right.
I love it. All right, well, listen, speaking of words of the day, boy, have I got a dandy for you. Here's a word, Ron, that I'm sure you will... deeply identify with at some level in your lifestyle of the rich and famous. We're about to plumb some of those depths. The word of the day is hypnagogic. Hypnagogic. Let me give you the definition. Hypnagogic, or hypnosis, I suppose, is all about that little period of drowsiness immediately before you really fall asleep. Ron, I imagine you go through this in many stages and fits and forms in this ungodly existence. You leave getting up at what, dark o'clock? Is that what Nikki calls it?
Yeah.
Dark 30,
yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Wayne, sometimes I go through that for hours every night.
I see him do that all day.
He's on the air and he's hypnagogic.
That's right.
All right, well, let me spell it out for you, as it were. Hypnagogic. More or less, pretty much like it sounds. Hypnagogic. That's a bit of a mouthful. Good luck on the Mercedes this morning. Hypnagogic.
Well, you can...
of or relating to that period of drowsiness just before you actually... fall asleep.
Well, you can ask my wife and she'll back me up on this. That's something I experience pretty much every night.
Oh, my God.
All day, up until the time he goes to bed.
Oh, well.
Well, it's a word that I thought Ron would have a special sense and appreciation for. Yeah. Am I right?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. All right. We'll plumb the depths of those new words down the road here at some further point. But you all be good kids. Talk to you in the morning.
Some of those new words might be kind of fun. Thank you, Wayne.
Of course they will. Bye-bye.